Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and role, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Today's program is devoted to the memory of the great Ukrainian-born composer of Orthodox church music, Dmitry Stepanovich Bortnyansky, the anniversary of whose death is September 28th on the old Julian calendar. Bortnyansky was born in 1751 in the town of Gluchiv, Ukraine, which was home to a famous preparatory musical school that trained young boys for service at the Imperial Court Chapel in St. Petersburg. Young Dmitry was evidently so gifted that already at the age of 7, he was sent to St. Petersburg to join the foremost musical establishment in Russia at the court of Empress Elizabeth Petrovna. After studying initially with the Italian composer Baldassare Galuppi, Bortnyansky was sent to Italy at the age of 17 to further his musical education. He spent 7 years there and distinguished himself by composing several Italian operas. Upon returning to Russia, he was appointed a Kapellmeister to the Imperial Chapel, an institution he was to head for 29 years, from 1796 until his death in 1825. When Bortnyansky first came to St. Petersburg as a boy, he sang in an elite group of the Empress's chamber singers. Years later, he undoubtedly remembered that experience when he composed his liturgy for three voices. We hear the first two hymns from this elegant chamber work, Only Begotten Son and the Cherubic Hymn, performed by the Vesna Children's Choir of Moscow, Alexander Ponomarev, conductor.
Oh,
Bortnyansky quickly became the most prolific and celebrated composer of Russian Orthodox Church music in his generation. Although he composed only one complete setting of the Divine Liturgy, the one we just heard, he wrote 72 other short liturgical works, many of which became staples of the church repertoire. Perhaps his most famous sacred work is the Cherubic Hymn No. 7, which has gained popularity even as a Protestant anthem. The original Orthodox text reads, "Let us who mystically represent the cherubim and who sing the thrice holy hymn to the life-creating Trinity now lay aside all earthly cares, that we may receive the King of all, who comes invisibly upborne by the angelic hosts. Alleluia." We hear a performance by the Glinka Capella of St. Petersburg, directed by Vladislav Chernushenko. Another one of Bortnyansky's famous liturgical works is the Hymn to the Mother of God. It is truly fitting to bless thee, O Theotokos, ever blessed and most pure, and the Mother of our God. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Without corruption thou gavest birth to God the Word. True Theotokos, we magnify thee. We hear it in an arrangement for male chorus, sung by the Valery Rybin Choir of Russia. Besides setting hymns from various liturgical services, Bortnyansky composed 45 sacred concertos, large-scale choral works on texts freely selected from the Psalms. These works were generally sung at the Divine Liturgy while the clergy were partaking of communion in the Holy Altar. We hear now a performance of Sacred Concerto No. 4, Make a Joyful Noise to the Lord, on verses drawn from Psalms 65 and 80. Make a joyful noise unto God, all the earth. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing to thy name. Blow the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. O all ye people, bless our God, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Although most of Bortnyansky's sacred works were written in the classical Italian style he had picked up during his studies abroad, he understood that Russian Orthodox Church music had a wealth of beautiful native chant melodies, unlike anything that Western European music had to offer. And he was the first composer of his time to write harmonized settings of these chant melodies. Our final work today in this tribute to Dmitri Stepanovich Bortnyansky is his beautiful harmonization of a Kievan chant for the Holy Week hymn, "Thy Bridal Chamber I See Adorned, O My Savior." The performers are the Russian Vocal Quartet of Nice, France. You have been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 800-326-3132. And ask for program number 33. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.